Hey everyone, Queen Cooley, how are you? Thank you so much for being here. I am thrilled that you are here. If this is your first time, welcome. And if you've been with me for a while, thank you so much for coming back. I really appreciate each and every one of you. Today, I want to do something different. I have, as you know, if this is your first time, let me go back. If this is your first time, there's a lot of labels that I could say that I am. I hate labels. But just to give you an idea, I am a healer, I'm a light worker. And I'm an animal communicator. I talk to beings in other realms. I have very fortunate experiences in that I can talk to people who have passed on. I've talked to animals that passed on. I've talked to other beings, other realms. I have an amazing spiritual team and talk to God, obviously, Lord Shiva, a bunch of different amazing beings. And I was thinking about it, and over the last 5, almost 6 years now, I have books and books and volumes of meditations that are all for humanity. I mean, I do my work with my clients, and for myself and my family or, loved ones, but basically I've got this one that I'm looking at right now. I think it's from 2000. Yep, January 2020. And I've got volumes of these things that I've written down and transcribed. And God had told me that this is for the masses. This is not for you to hold on to because my readings are timeless. What I say is timeless, the beings that I speak to. And I realized that so many people, especially in today's world, no matter what you believe, for me, it's God. It can be spirit, it can be universe, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. To me or to God. But because I've been afforded this really, these amazing experiences that I wanted to share them with you because they will hopefully give you comfort, number one. And number two, I know that a lot of people really need to hear this information. We live in dark times, no matter where you are in the world. The planet's not doing great. And there is light everywhere you look, but that's not what's highlighted on TV ever. It's all dark stuff. So I wanted just to put out just a thought for you, suggestion. If you're sensitive like I am, if you're a healer, if you're an empath, if you're HSP, highly sensitive person, if you are someone who is easily hurt, okay, watch what you consume. Watch what you look at in movies and on TV. Watch what you're putting in your body, what you're eating. Watch what you're looking at. Even CNN, right? Which I hate CNN, but anyways, just as an example. It's all doom and gloom. It's all nasty stuff all the time. They promote fear, 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 be afraid all the time, right? And even the other night, I was watching The Housewives. I love The Housewives. Well, I used to love them. And one of my favorite shows, Housewives of Miami, it used to be, I thought, pretty good. I don't know. And you know what? For an hour, these women were just arguing and arguing and arguing. Now, if you're an HSP, an empath, whatever, people like us, we don't like confrontation. We don't like that kind of stuff. I don't swim in a sea on a daily basis of arguments. I like calm, relax, because, I'm sensitive and I can be volatile myself because I'm sensitive. So if things hit me wrong, I have an edge. I'm a warrior, like you guys should are probably as well. Let me digress just for 1 second. This is important. If you are sensitive, you're a warrior. We have fought all our battles alone, right? 99% of the time. Especially the 11, 22, 33s, master numbers. We've been here more than any others. We've walked the walk, right? We've seen a lot. And let me just tell you something. We're warriors. This whole love and light, that's awesome. But if you talk to anybody that's been in the game for a while, it's not like that. I have a lot of love and light in me. I send it out as much as I possibly can. But listen, I'm a human too. I might be part angel, but part human too. So if you cross me or if you hit me on a day, I will snap back, right? I'm human, right? But I want to tell you that because I don't think it's something that is a bad thing. You can't live in this life, right? Right now it's 2024, just turned 2024, without being strong. So if you are someone who is an empath or an HSP or a sensitive, you're a warrior. If you're an artist, you're a warrior. You fought battles between dark and light for your soul. I'm sure of it. And it's left you scarred, but it's also brought you a lot of maturity. You now understand what love is, what light is. But I just wanted you to know, be proud of that because we're still humans at the end of the day. Okay, anyways, so back to it. So I wanted to start sharing these experiences that I've had because they have helped give comfort to many, and that's my goal. When I channel, because I can speak in light language, that was a gift that I have, was given. That's not me. When things come through me for others, it's not me, you guys. It's God, or it's your ancestors, or it's a spirit, or it's an animal, a totem animal, or it's an archangel, Archangel Michael, or Archangel Raphael. Whoever it is trying to come through. So I may be gifted, but it's them talking. Okay. So that's the way that works. I always have to give all of the glory to God and the beings there above, right? So the way that this works is when I meditate, I have learned because I do it so often now, because I'd rather be up there. When you go to the higher realms, everything is about love. They realize that we are all connected and there's no war. There's no strife. There's no disease. Everything is pretty beautiful, like the background that I have here. I thought it was so cool. And everyone is just happy because they understand. Well, first of all, they're in much higher dimensions than we are. So they're more ancient. They have a lot more wisdom. And they understand that strife and war and everything, that's small stuff that we're dealing with here down on Earth. Okay. You don't realize when you go up to the realms, you don't realize how far you have to go to get up there. It's a far journey. Okay. And I can't go on my own. I have to be taken, which means an angel has to take me in his arms like a baby. And by the way, when you go to other realms, they look at you like you're a baby. They think we're babies. It's really funny. I'm like, I'm a grown up. And they're like, no, you're not. You're our baby. I'm like, okay. I found other parents up there. So I've got my spiritual parents that were here that are no longer here on Earth. I've got sky parents up there that I call them. And there are some beings that I can't talk about, and that's fine. You have to be very respectful wherever you go. Be very curious. Be very thankful. Mind your P's and Q's. Thank you very much. Ask questions. Be very open and loving and welcoming. They try to not scare us, so they will come in forms that we can understand and assimilate, which is usually beautiful to me. I've seen only beauty. So it's pretty wonderful. I have seen God, if you guys have asked. I've seen the throne room. But I can never look at God's face. That's not permitted. And also, because God is so bright, you can't look at him without hurting yourself, I don't think. So I think I've gotten up to here, nothing up, right? So from here down, and I'd see robes and light, and he has a throne room, and the earth is underneath his feet, spinning. And what he wants you to know is he's super funny. He's funny as anything. Of course, he's omnipresent, so he's everywhere at once. He can do everything. His thoughts are not our thoughts, but he is funny. And I always tell people this. This is the most important part of it. If you could see how loved you are, I don't want to cry. If you could see how loved you are in the realms, you would never be sad on earth, because it's like, makes me cry. It's just like amazing. So, anyways, I want to share some of these experiences with you because that's what he wants me to do. So, I'm going to do it. And it will hopefully give you some information that you might not get. When both my parents passed away, I was able to see them go up to heaven. And I saw them reunite in heaven, which has been very helpful for me. So it's a real opportunity to help people talk to others that have passed on, and also animals that have passed on. Because for me and people I know, animals are sentient beings, you guys. They have souls, they do go to heaven, they're smarter than you know, and they're here to help you. And that is why they are so trusting and loving. They don't judge ever. They could have been severely abused. They still love us as humans. They have more love than we'll ever have in our bodies, as far as I'm concerned. And that's why I love them so much. They try to take your negative energy. So, anyways, today I had a conversation with my Nana, who passed away quite a while ago. She was someone who was very special to me. She raised me. She was the only grandparent I ever knew, but with having her, I didn't need any others. And I'm very much like her. She had the gift as well. So she knew what it was like to feel different and to not fit in ever. And she made it okay. She was the type of person that when she looked at you, you felt loved, and the world just dropped away because she made you feel important. And I've always tried to do that. So she's in heaven. She assists me all the time. And of course, she's on my spirit team. And what she said, which I'm going to go over with you, will help you, hopefully. Okay. So, I said to God, how can we serve the world with all this fear and scarcity? And Nana said, dear, she called everybody dear, be who you are. Be strong. Be joyful. Sing a song of joy. Show the world your beliefs and trust. Show them. My grandmother, we used to sing. She used to play the organ, and we would sing around her. We're a very musical family. And so singing and music is huge in my DNA, especially with my lineage. So I love music. I have to listen to it every single day. And she was amazing. And she said, this was when I was first getting the downloads, like I said, 2020. So I was very nervous to start speaking to people about my experiences because I was fear of their judgment, so much so that it stopped me for many years. By the way, I digress as I always do. This is important. Being sensitive, being gifted, no matter what it is. I was attacked from the time I was small and told that I was nothing, not by my parents, because I had wonderful parents, by a teacher in school. And I was attacked always by the dark ones, I call them, because it's common. They will get you when you're small because you're not developed and you can't fight back. You don't know how to fight back and you're a sponge. So they will try their very best to take your confidence from you and everything else that can possibly help you in the future. Okay. So what happens is when you try to step out, you will get all of this self-loathing. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I can't do this. I'm not pretty enough. I don't know the right people. People are going to laugh at me. All of it. To the point, because as an 11, I overthink all the time, which I'm working on. I didn't have any tools. It stopped me for many years. And it made me lead a very different life in a cubicle instead of working with people and showing my gifts. Now, The thing is, I believe in divine timing, and I believe that I needed that those experiences so that I could be stronger, because I got through it and I can see now how it did serve me. But there were many times during those years that it was like awful for me. I hated it because I was so unhappy. I wasn't serving the world the way I wanted to, but I didn't know how because my fears were so great. You have to choose love over fear. Of course, I know that now, but fighting through it and actually doing it, my fears always got the best of me. So they held me down for a long time. But what they didn't realize was that I was always protected and God was always hiding me until he knew I was strong enough to stand on my own and be ready. Okay. So that's what I want you to know. If you are struggling right now with putting out information because you feel as though you're not good enough or good looking enough or ready or any of that stuff, which is, by the way, all in your head because nobody is listening to you for what you look like. Here's the thing. It's an illusion like everything else. All the fears that we experience, you guys, are illusions. Anything that's meant to keep you small is an illusion. From the dark ones. Okay? God wants you to stand up and rise and expand. That's what you're here for. You are a divine sentient being. You're not just something walking around. You are a being with a soul. Okay? That's the most important part of this equation. You've got to understand that they're at war for your soul. Okay? So you've got to protect yourself. You've got to learn tools from someone like me or others who can help you stand in your power. Okay? Because you have the power to put these dark ones away. You can tell them where to go and to never come back in any way, shape, or form, in any lifetime, in any way. You can, but you don't know that until I tell you, and there's a certain way you need to do it. But I just want you to know, if there's anybody out there struggling with this stuff, it does get easier, but I still hear the same stuff every time. I still think that stuff, but I just blow past it because you know what? I say it's not about me. What gave me strength was one, it's an illusion, so it's not true. And two, guess what? It's not about me. You don't care about me or how I look. You don't. You care about what I'm saying because it's not me saying it. It's coming through. It's God. It's your ancestors. It's our totem animals. It's archangels. It's our protectors. It's our guides. Right? So hopefully that helps somebody out there. Somebody needs to hear that. There's a woman out there, 40s up, 60s. You're scared. You know you have gifts. You've stopped and started like I did. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter where you are. Just start. And if you don't want to show your face, you don't have to. Put a filter on and keep moving. Seriously. Okay. So I said all that because Nana said, I know you're scared. Don't be. There is a being of whatever you want to call it, God, spirit, Allah, Father, the universe. He holds us all in the palm of his hands. Let the fear drop away. Don't buy into it. Fear leads to chaos, which leads to destruction. Find the joy. Okay? Show them how to live, how nature helps them, how having an open heart versus a closed heart will guide them. Fear, when you turn off your heart and turn into your fears, you push all the good out, right? You push all the good stuff away. You choose fear or you choose love. Joy, abundance, happiness. I choose joy by giving fear as little airtime as possible. And that's what I was trying to say to you guys, right? When it comes to what you watch on TV, what you listen to, what you put in your mouth, try to put things that are pure and clean and happy as much as possible, because everything else, it does affect you. The more sensitive you are, the more it affects you, okay? Remain in grounded na with nature and with loved ones, creating memories. Do be active in what makes you happy. This is a really important part. Tell them to keep living, keep loving each other, not to buy into fear, which is an illusion, as you know. Fear is a liar, an illusion with many goals, of which stealing your life is the centerpiece of the design of fear. Keeping you small in a box, out of choices, losing focus, feeling desperate, worried, and scared. I gotta read that one more time to you guys. Tell them to keep living and keep loving each other, not to buy into fear, which is an illusion. As you know, fear is a liar, an illusion with many goals, of which stealing your life is the centerpiece of the design of fear. Keeping you small in a box, out of choices, losing focus, feeling desperate, worried, and scared. When you wake up in the middle of the night and you're scared, you have anxiety. Been there many times, right? Fear is an illusion. But so many people, we all buy into it. I bought into it for years. All of these low-level energies are what blocks you. But blocks was like big and underlined from what your soul came here to do, which is love, faith, trust. Joy is the antidote. You get to choose how you want to react. Instead of looking at this as a disaster, as others would have you believe, this is an opportunity to grow by realizing you can control you and you have free will, meaning you get to choose how you want to react. It's your choice. Here's the key. Do not dwell in the past or the future. Live in the now, your now, not other people's now. You are a divine being of light, a spark of greatness. Choose for yourself all of your choices, and all you feel will radiate out to others. You all have choices. The heart rules all in every realm, not just this one, everyone. Okay. I, at this time, was meditating and I was brought up to a world with purple grass and beings with long, snow-white hair. They were beautiful and angelic. These are my sky people. They are amazing. So they're super tall, super thin. They have very long white hair, parted down the middle and long all the way probably down to the low center of their back. They wear very, because they're so long and tall, their clothing is kind of like silver and black, kind of. And it actually makes them stand out more because their eyes are super, super blue. By the way, everyone, you need to know from what I've seen, everyone in heaven and a lot everywhere else that I visited, whether it's Lemurian, Palladian, Sky People, everyone has the bluest of blue eyes. And I mean electric blue, like you've nothing seen ever seen before in your life. Electric, like my eyes are pretty blue, most people usually say. But this is like this blue here, like I can't see like that, like it's electric, like somebody plugged them in and it's like cool. So think about a very tall being with the light skin, very kind of pale milky skin. Not bad. It's beautiful. They're beautiful beings, long white hair, and they have this calmness about them. They kind of glide because they're so tall. They don't really walk. I've never actually heard their feet hit the ground. They kind of glide. And they're very calm, loving, gentle, like just loving beings. And they said this to me. We have no disease here. We long ago understood that all of our actions mattered, and we have chosen love above all else. Joy follows, and all is well. And I said, thank you. And they said, of course. Tell them this. Your choices matter. Be at peace. You can and are so loved. Most of all, fear keeps you isolated and feeling alone, another illusion. This is just not true. You're never alone. So if you guys, again, I say, if you guys knew how much you're loved in every realm, these beings love you. God loves you. Spirit, the universe loves you. Father loves you, whatever you believe. Your ancestors love you. Your totem animals love you. Your archangels love you. You're so loved. If you can hang on to that and create that picture, because it's a real picture because I've seen it, there's only love. We long ago understood that all of our actions mattered and we have chosen love above all else. Joy follows and all is well. In every single realm, you guys, love reigns supreme. Every single one. Except for this one. And that's why we have so much strife and problems here. We are all connected. We all matter. And love is where it's at. Trust yourself. Trust your instincts. Trust your heart. And if that is not enough, choose to trust in a higher being than you who can take care of it all. Truly, I say to you, when you put your trust in me, it will be returned to you a hundredfold. Now, this is God talking, okay? And then my parents showed up, so that was different. But I wanted to share this with you because I have many, many experiences going up to heaven and in different worlds. And I hope that for anyone out there, especially if you're feeling alone or you are alone, you need to know you're not alone. And this is kind of the hardest part, is that we think the ones that we love dearly, we're alone now. And we do miss the physical part, the hugging and seeing them and all that stuff. But truly, they are with us. They are. So I hope this helped you guys. I hope you find it interesting. Let me know in the comments if this is stuff that you want me to do more of. And I'm sending you guys so much love. I am an activator, a healer, a light worker. I am here to motivate you and to lead you to the light and for you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're amazing. You have gifts. Show them to the world. Start sharing them with us because we need your light. And we are all here. It's time. My job is to wake you up, bring you into alignment, and make you unbreakable. And I work with my clients in doing just that. Sending you all so much love. Let me know if you like the video. All right. Talk soon.